There's many things I want for you and me. And I think ultimately, isn't it to go to heaven, to enjoy eternal bliss, right? With all of our loved ones who have gone before us, who hopefully have well made it to heaven. But also we want peace, don't we? During this lifetime, harmony, a sense of bliss and happiness here in this life. So Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden light. What do you mean by that? He said, take my yoke upon you, says the Lord. And then he says, here's what brings that peace, that ease, if you will. Freedom. He said, learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. You know, isn't that it? To be meek. You know, we talked about that before. Those, you bring the wild stallions down from the mountains and you train them so much so that when the stallion's riding at 30 miles per hour, the rider's heel taps the side of the stallion and stops at a dime at the mere touch of the heel of the rider. It's said that that horse now is meek. It's meek. You know, we've been lied to in what it means to be free. Take my yoke upon your shoulders and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. You know, we're told that freedom means do whatever you want. Indulge all of your wants and your desires. Seek for power and prestige. Jesus in today's gospel said no. No, in fact, that can bring a kind of slavery unto us. In the writings of St. Ignatius, what's called the Ignatian Exercises, a theme runs through the exercises. It's called agere contra. Agere contra. It's actually a concept that means to act against. What St. Ignatius encourages us to do is that when we get caught too much in that comfort zone or that one way of doing things, that maybe by itself, you know, listen, somebody receiving honors, that's not an evil in itself. But when that's all we want, you know, to be popular, to fit in, to want it, so much so that we obsess about it. St. Ignatius says, agere contra. Work against that. See, that's what Jesus was getting at here. Work against that. Take the last seat at the table. Be humble. Trust in God. You know, what we're really talking about here is a kind of unfreedom, an unhealthy attachment to bad habits, hurtful or poisonous behaviors, our insecurities, our traumas, our comfort zones. Unfreedoms are the things that enslave us, like fear, resentment, egos, and prejudices. Unfreedoms are all the things that prevent us from living our lives as completely as possible. Agere contra helps us confront those things that will hold us back from living truly free in our lives. You know, what are some of the indications of a kind of spiritual immaturity? You know, for sure, one would look at something like their relationship with God and the idea of coming to God and receive forgiveness. A immature faith would look at God as the great punisher, to be feared. We better do it his way or bad things will happen. He'll club us. He'll beat us. We better watch out. And so we see confession as a kind of, you know, looking out for the whipping that God might give us. That's an immature kind of faith. A mature faith sees God as a dad You know, that's the story of the prodigal son. I want you home. I want you home. And when you come home, you know, a tearful reunion, I'm going to throw my arms around you. I'm going to restore you to your original dignity. The robe, the ring, the sandals, the sign of being a prince, and a party for a dignitary. I want you home. I want you in peace. I want you in that sense of harmony. Okay? Instead of that constant anxiety, that unfreedom. Gee, what will people think? You know, will I be honored? Will I be prestigious? I better be careful. I want you in harmony. Just be home. Which leads us to the other sign of a kind of spiritual immaturity. You know, the whole idea of morality. You know, oh, geez, you know, well, you know, that the rule book is so hard. You know, who can follow it? You know, it's going around, too, among the highest places in our church. They're saying something as crazy as the Eucharist is not a prize for the perfect. Insinuating that it's impossible for us to be good. We can strive for it, but you can't avoid sin. You know, that's an immature faith, isn't it? A mature faith says this: you're amazing, God. I love being home. I love being in your presence. I love that we're here together. I can't imagine being apart from you. And so, of course I shouldn't do this. And of course I shouldn't do that. You see, that's what Jesus was getting at when he said, come to me, all you who are weary, and find life burdensome, for you will find rest for your souls. Take my yoke upon your shoulders and learn from me, for I am meek. Meek. The tap of the rider's heel. Well, of course. Of course. You just do it. The Nike expression, just do it. Do whatever you want. You know, follow every kind of desire, pleasure, whatever you want to do. But when we're in God's presence, we do it His way. Now that's the agere contra, right? We act against the unfreedom of being chained to our lusts and our desires and our desire to be fit in, to be popular, to be esteemed. The unfreedom, the chaos, the disharmony. Come home. Be meek. Be humble. A sign of a immature faith is one that finds themselves somehow superior to others. Your faith isn't good enough. Here, let me point out the ways. You haven't risen to the level that I'm at. Look what you did here. Look what you did there. A mature faith is merciful. A mature faith gives a person a break. A mature faith, you know, gives the benefit of the doubt. A mature faith encourages another along. Maybe you do think it's for their greater good, that you help them understand this or that or anything, but you come to them and you reason with them and you talk it through and you help them to become stronger. But first, look at the plank in our own eye. First, be humble. We're all imperfect. We want to chase perfection and catch excellence. But we're all imperfect. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to mess up. We'll help each other through that. An immature faith scowls and points, finds fault. A mature faith is merciful, sees the good in every one of us, encourages us, roots us on, helps us to become strong. My brothers and sisters, we're called to that kind of mature faith, to leave aside that immature need to fulfill our own wants and desires, to be humble and to be meek in God's presence. No, you take the higher seat. No, you go first. Let me help you. Let me see to it that your day is great today. That might require breaking out of our comfort zone. You know what? You might have to smile at someone. Oh, but I'm an introvert, you know. So what? I think I'm one too. There's times where I need to just recharge by being alone sometimes. But we all, when we go out into the world, we're called to mission. We can't hide behind the introvert meme. You're my mission, you're my mission, you're my mission, you're my mission. We're each other's mission. That's what love is all about. That's what mercy is all about. Agere contra. It might mean going against our desire to be in our safe space, right? But I need your smile. You need mine. I need your kind word. You need mine. I need your strength, your courage to agere contra. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.